Eaglet.
Blind Cool Tech, podcast number two for me. Hi, my name is Doug Oliver, and a couple of weeks ago, I did the podcast on MSN Messenger and AIM, so many of you might remember me. I want to go through and show you how to rip a CD with Winamp. And for those of you who might have a question for me, you may email me privately or you can add me at MSN Messenger. My MSN contact is D as in dog, O as in Oscar, U as in under, G as in golf, O as in Oscar, L as in Lima, I as in India, V as in Victor, E as in Echo, R as in Romeo. The number 3 at Gmail, that's Gmail, all one word, .com. I'll give it to you again at the end of this podcast again. Now, let's go ahead and begin the ripping process. So what I will do now is I will open up Winamp.
Desktop, folder view, list view, 51 of 54.
Okay, we're going to do it via the start menu. Cause
Accessor, Windows, Winamp, Sub, Windows, Winamp, Sub, Unins, Winamp. Leaving menus, start button, 6. Yes, long distance run around, Winamp stopped.
Okay. I'm going to play a little bit of this. Actually, no, I'm not. I've come to rip. This is so addicting. It's like every time I rip a disc, I just want to play the songs. You know, I want to play the songs that I ripped. But, I've got one album ripped already. It's a Yes album. And, I've got a couple ripped already, but I figured I'd save the last two for this podcast. Since these you have to go back to the library sometime soon. And I'll give these back to Uncle tonight. Alright, now. Alt L.
Winamp Library.
Okay, we're now in the Winamp Library. Alt Tab.
Library button. 313 view. Yes. Fragile. Playlists opened. Playlists closed.
I have to close. Okay. When I first opened up the Winamp Library and I tabbed over, it showed my playlists. Excuse me. Sorry, I just woke up. Anyway, I will hit left arrow.
Playlists closed.
Left arrow again.
Playlists closed. Rip and burn opened.
Rip and burn.
Rip and burn closed. Retrieving CD information dialog. Querying CD DBTM service brought to you by Grassinet. Abort button 6. Yes, long distance run around. Winamp stopped.
Okay, now the internet went and looked. It looked on the internet for the tracks and it found them. So now, I will hit Alt L.
Winamp Library.
Alt L again.
Library 313 view. CDRE.
Okay, now I'll tab over.
List view.
I'm gonna tab over until I get to the option that says Rip All Tracks.
Play button. Enter button. Rip button.
Actually, I'm gonna hit the rip button.
Context menu, CD ripping preferences.
I'm gonna down arrow.
Rip all tracks.
And I'm gonna press enter. And what's gonna happen is it's gonna start the ripping process. So now I will hit enter.
Leaving menus, rip button, list 4, list view, not selected one, yours is no disgrace, 940. Record, Winamp Lives, library, list view, 1, title, 2, title, the clap, length, 360, 1, title, yours is no disgrace, length, 940, status, 6, title, perpetual chip, 5, title, adventure, length, 4, title, I've seen all good people, length, 3, title, starship trooper, 2, title, the clap, length, 1, title, yours is no disgrace, length, 940, status, 31%, 201.
Okay, now, the tracks are ripping. Now, I'm going to rip the next one right after I rip this one. This is a good... has a pretty good amount of songs that I like on this one. One of my favorites is I've Seen All Good People. It's a great song. I like it anyway. Keep in mind that I'm going to have, you know, all these, I'm going to, you know, keep in mind these options for ripping CDs is very simple. For those of you that need the training on this, please feel free and add me to MSN. And I'll give you my MSN at the end of this podcast. Again. Note to all, my MSN is just for MSN only. I will also give you my email address at the end of this podcast and my AIM screen name. I have both MSN and AIM, and I also have Skype for those of you who don't have, for those of you who may have Skype. Larry, I do appreciate you putting these podcasts up there. It's great that you're doing that. Keep up the good work.
2. Title: the clap length 316. Status: completed.
Okay, that track 2 is completed.
3. Title: Starship Trooper length 926. Status: 52%, 206 kbps at 9.7x real time.
Okay, it's 52% done. So we're doing good so far.
4. Title: I've seen all good people length 657. Status: queued.
Okay, it's still queued.
3. Title: Starship Trooper length 926. Status: 95%, 207 kbps at 10.0x real time.
This is good. This is some good practice. I've got two more to rip, and I'll have these done within no time. Now, I'm going to buy some more CDs here soon. Just depending on when I can.
Title: I've seen all good people length 657. Status: completed. 5. Title: Adventure length 318. 6. Title: Perpetual Chain. 5. Title: Adventure length 318. Status: completed.
Okay, now we are on track
6. Title: Perpetual Change length 849. Status: 51%, 214 kbps at 10.7x real time.
This is a good project to do, especially whenever you are, if you've bought CDs at the store, checked CDs out at the library or something. This is, you know, to ensure that you will have the songs in your computer, that way if you want to listen to them, so that way you don't have to find the CDs. Now, a lot of people still use CDs in the CD players and things of that nature. I don't. I don't use them much because I'm getting into more of the using Winamp and all that other stuff. I started using computers at the age 16, so it was really good. I really enjoyed it. Computers have been my thing since then, and so on and so forth. Alright, now we are done. I'll press an Alt-L again.
Winamp Library.
Okay, I'm going to take out the disk that we just ripped. Alright, now, my friend, we have, I believe, one more to rip. Oops, sorry about that, folks. Ah, microphone, get off. Okay. All right, what the heck? Hold on, brother. Sorry about this, folks. I'm just trying to get everything together here. And my, shoot. Sorry about the noise, y'all. My, headset wire, my speaker wire decided to get caught up on my, headphones. Alright, I'm getting these four together here that I've just done. Okay. Setting these off to the side. One more to go. Okay, folks, this is the last CD I'm going to rip. And then after I rip this one, then I'll talk to you a little bit about the training I'll do for you guys on Messenger. I hope this is helping getting you started. For some of you computer nerds out there that know Winamp and everything of that nature, feel free to contact me with some questions you may have with my MSN. In fact, while this is ripping, I'll go ahead and give you that information. I'll give it to you again at the end of the podcast again.
Six. Yes, long distance run around. Winamp. Sonic Foundry. Desktop. Start accept Windows message. Winamp sub menu. Uninstall Winamp on Winamp. Leaving menus. Start button. Winamp 5.21.
Okay.
Winamp library. Library 313 view. Yes, the Yes album. Playlists opened. Playlists closed. Playlists closed. Rip and burn opened. CDRE, CDRE, list play button, list replay enqua button, rip button, con, rip all tracks.
Okay, now we are going to now hit, okay, now, we did the same sequence, we went and hit Alt-L, tab over to the little tree view, and said playlist, it said the album that it was on, which was ripped, which is currently the Yes album. Now, we are on... We arrowed over to the CDRE tree view, which is my CD-ROM drive. And then we selected Rip All Tracks. Actually, we're on the Rip All Tracks option. We
CD ripping.
Go down there again.
Rip All Track.
I'll press enter.
Leave.
Oh shit. Who's calling
this title
guy?
Is Skype Great Menu at Brandon 1788.
Hey man. Hey, what's up?
What's up, man?
Not much.
What are you doing?
Library.
We're doing my podcast.
Video.
As we are.
Oh library, hell! I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt
button,
you.
313 view. CDRE.
It's okay, brother.
List four. List play button.
What are you doing
button,
the podcast on?
Rip all tracks. Leaving menus, rip button, list four, list view,
take
not
guess.
Selected one to get.
I'm ripping
oh,
one.
Oh, you're doing the CD ripping one.
Yep, and I can talk. Do you think they'll mind if I talk on Skype while I'm doing this? You think they'll care?
Alonzo in?
Huh?
Can we bring Edward Alonzo in if he's on?
Let's do that a little later. We'll talk to you on Skype for a little bit. Do you
is
think
he
they'll.
On?
Not that I'm aware of. But I'm wondering if they'd care if I'm on Skype with you as I give it my contact information.
Who?
Larry and all them.
I don't think so.
Okay. Okay, all. For those that want my contact information, and if Brandon wants to also give a joint description, my MSN is DougOliver3@gmail.com. Again, it's D as in dog, O as in Oscar, U as in under, G as in golf, O as in Oscar, L as in Lima, I as in India, V as in Victor, E as in Echo, R as in Romeo, the number 3, G as in golf, M as in Mike, A as in Apple, L as in Lima, .com. And Brandon can fill in some information if he wants to, if you have any questions for him for anything that he might do for podcasting, if you want
to
say something.
Yeah, I'd like to make a correction on the band podcast. Larry, this band podcast was not a high school, it was our local college band. So I just thought I'd pass that along, and I posted it to the list too.
Cool breeze. If Brandon wants to give you all his MSN, you're more than welcome to contact him as well. He does have AIM as well. We both have AIM. You can contact us both if you have any questions about anything related to BCT or just anything about us in general.
If you want to get a hold of me by MSN, my email address is stunnerstud@hotmail.com, and my AIM is Brandon11125.
Alright, I hope this helps. I'm going to check the status of this ripping.
Not selected. One of the gates.
Progress.
Rip options button. List view. 1. Title. The Gates of Delirium. Length 2154. Status 88%. 207 kbps at 8.0x real time. 2. Title. Sound Chaser. Length.
Wow.
Y'all sounds really. Nice one.
I got one part where I have some feedback in the headset. If I send you that, do you think you can mark that out?
Yeah, send me that podcast as soon as it's done, and I'll see what I can do.
Just mark some stuff. Just listen to that whole thing and see what you can mark out of there. Even mark out the ringing of Skype, and it'll just throw you in.
I'll try that.
I don't think Larry will care.
No, he'll probably think it's... He likes real-time podcasts anyway.
He likes what?
He likes real-time podcasting with no pauses or anything.
Oh, cool. That means with anything in the background, it's okay. Even if I'm on Skype. Larry, if you want to give us your Skype information, me and Brandon, you're more than highly welcome to.
I've already got his Skype address, Doug.
Ooh. Oh, cool. Have you talked to him on Skype?
No, not yet. I've just added him. His address is Blind Cool Tech, and that's all one word.
Oh, cool. Has he accepted you?
No, not yet.
This will be neat.
Let's bring Mr. Edward Alonso in. What? How do you switch back to the contact list?
Control-Alt-1.
I'm a dumbass.
Okay, what was David's tag? I'd say if he's... Check to see if he's away on MSN or online, though. He could be offline.
Hang on a sec. Control-Alt-F1?
No, Control-Alt-1.
Start menu. Access MSN Messenger. Leaving menus.
I'm going to sign in MSN, folks, and that way if you want to add
button.
Me, go ahead.
Start button. Winamp library. Winamp Skype trademark. Dalgo 322.
He's online, Doug.
Okay, well, check to see.
Winamp 5.21. Winamp library.
You should ask him if he wants to chat with us, though.
MSN
Does he
Messenger.
Have Skype?
Who?
Email address.
David.
Email address. Context. Sign in with a different email address. Dalgaliver 3. Context. Sub menu. Leaving menus. Dalgaliver
3. Ask him if he wants to chat with us on Skype, and I'll bring him in.
Cancel button. Cancel sign in. Online 88 outline button expanded. Hide the contacts in this group. Online 88 outline button expanded. Hide the
Okay, folks, let me alt-tab around to the Winamp library.
Winamp library. Winamp 5. Library button. Burn button.
We're done. CDs are
Winamp
now ripped.
5.21. MSN message.
Okay, again, I hope this podcast was helpful. Again, you can contact both of us.
Online
my email address
button
is
hide the contacts.
DougOliver3@gmail.com. And if Brandon wants to give you his contact information again, he can. And then I'll conclude this recording.
Let's see. Who else can I bring in?
What did David say?
He didn't get
Skype
back with me.
Record, bear share profile, Skype trademark, record, sound